Welcome everyone to the HP Global Employee Ownership Podcast Series. With us we have Bob Whalen and Stacey Baum. Just a reminder that although this podcast is available to the general public, the views expressed in it are of Bob Whalen in the context of HP Global, so it might not apply to broader audiences. Today we are talking about leadership at every level of the organization, so I'll send it over to Stacey to start us off.
Thank you, Jamie. Bob, I'm really excited to talk to you today a little bit about this subject. We've spent some time in previous podcasts talking about autonomy. I think today's discussion is really going to be about balancing autonomy with team, which is one of our core values. So as often as autonomy comes up in part of our methodology around fulfilling our mission and empowering our employee owners to make it a great place to work and create value, we really always want to make sure team stays at the forefront, that everyone recognizes, when we all work together, we all win together. So I wanted to talk a little bit, get your thoughts on some of the, short-term and long-term focus of winning as a team and interacting as a team today.
Yeah, I think that that's a really important component of, as organizationally, we have a huge focus on giving as much autonomy at every level of the organization that we possibly can. But sometimes you absolutely have to balance it out with what's best for the team. And I would say, a couple of things on that is, sometimes it's a balance between short and long term. Oftentimes as supervisors, we may be in a better position to actually do the task today, but are we really scaling the organization's ability if we do it as opposed to delegating it and allow somebody else to grow and really thrive? So that's a really important component of what we do is to really balance those thoughts between short-term and long-term.
I think one of the points you just mentioned is really important for our employees to keep in mind, and that's that they many times have two roles to play. So many of our employees oversee other employees, and they still are an employee themselves first. So I think having dual roles to play in maintaining a team and sharing knowledge and being focused on short-term versus long-term ability to scale the organization, scale tasks, is really important. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I think you made a really important point there. And I like to think about this, like in the context of the golden rule. So most of our folks are both a supervisor as well as a subordinate. And, when you're acting as a supervisor, I think you want to be thoughtful about, in a role of a subordinate, how would you want to be treated? And so I think that that's really important. Counter that, I think it also can be one of the biggest detriments in how we supervise people is oftentimes we supervise people the way we want to be supervised, and we may not be the same type of person that we're supervising. And therefore, we would be better served being a little thoughtful about, how that person will respond to what you're doing. And so I think we want to take both sides of that equation, certainly be thoughtful about how you would want to be treated in a given situation. And that works oftentimes, but there's also to counterbalance that with, maybe the person you're supervising, has a different personality type than you do and will respond, differently. And so be thoughtful about how you supervise, relative to the actual person, that you're working with.
And I think part of that, Bob, too, is just the key of communication. So, a big part of being part of a team is getting to know each other, being curious, asking questions, putting the effort in to get to know your teammates and understand how they communicate or what they may need from you as a supervisor. while we always encourage our employees to ask questions or to share their thoughts, we do think that a supervisor needs to be proactive and focused on their team and asking questions and trying to create that safe space for all of the employees to share.
Could not agree more. You know, obviously the lion's share of the responsibility is on the supervisor to make sure that they're communicating well, encouraging, you know, two-way communication, really creating an environment where that's possible. But that's not to take, you know, all the responsibility, you know, off of the person that's being supervised. You know, supervisors are not mind readers, you know, and so oftentimes, you know, we think that they should be able to read our mind and know exactly, you know, what we're saying. And so it's like any other relationship, you know, whether it be business or personal, you really, you know, want to create an environment where you're communicating well with each other and, you know, giving and taking information to facilitate the relationship. And I think a supervisory subordinate relationship is really, you know, no different from that. And just really important that we understand the importance of communication, you know, in that relationship. And I can't tell you that I hate hearing more than anything is, you know, a supervisor, you know, that just believes people need to accept them for who they are. No, you know, as a supervisor, we have a responsibility to lead others. And that in some context will be great for us just to lead the way we would want to be led. And in other contexts, you know, it's open to ears, your ears up and your mind up a little bit to listen to what, you know, the people you're working with are telling you and what they really want out of the relationship and work to really, you know, make that work. And so like anything else, you know, it's not just a simple thing. You know, there's times where, you know, we have to, you know, work both sides of that equation.
I think along those lines too, we look to our supervisors to provide some consistency. So in how they communicate and what their expectations are, I think that that's a good foundation for a team environment to grow and blossom. With supervisors, we also are looking for them to share in a growth mindset in their knowledge that they have. You've had some comments before on concepts of perfection. So supervisors taking more of an approach that they're going to do the work themselves instead of teaching others because they may know better in a certain instance. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I just think it's such an important thing, you know, to recognize how limiting it is. You know, if you're a supervisor that it's a perfectionist, you know, for people to have to get over that hurdle for you to be able to delegate to them just is really limiting in how the organization, you know, can scale. First of all, we may not be the most objective person to evaluate how good we really are at certain things. And, you know, to give others the opportunity, you know, to do those tasks, give them feedback on how they're doing, you know, give them ways to improve. But at the same time, you're scaling the amount of work that can be done with the organization. You know, I am part of peer groups with other CEOs, and you can pick them out from a mile away, you know, that they think they're better at every single task than anybody else. And if it's not as good as them, they, you know, are unwilling to hand it off. And it's very limiting, you know, and you see within certain businesses, you know, that you're just not going to be able to, you know, move the difference. We have acquired businesses that were about 100 employees, and they literally got to the point where they said, we just were not the right people, you know, to take this business to the next level because we could not let go. You know, we couldn't let go of certain things and bring, you know, our people on to take that responsibility because we just couldn't handle that. And it's just a very limited belief system about, you know, even if your return, you know, drops back a little bit, if you're, have, you know, twice as many resources doing it, you know, organizationally, you're still producing a lot more. And so I just think it's a really important, and it plays out through our organization all the time. And certainly we have perfectionists, and, you know, they're great for certain things, but this is an area of growth for them. They really have got to find a way, you know, to accept, especially the first couple of times that somebody does something, you know, they may not do it as well, but you're not going to get them there if they don't ever get to try. And it's, you know, that's one of the responsibilities you take on is being a supervisor. You know, it's about a little longer term view of things and getting the organization to be in a different place, you know, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years from now than what it is today.
I think that's a great point, Bob, especially, you know, when we look at team and how the organization functions from a team perspective, and with also being a growth organization, you've talked a little bit today about being scalable. That mindset is so important for our team to stay focused on, am I providing quality work today? Am I giving good guidance and good training to those around me so that the organization can continue to grow and scale, and our talented employees want to stay with us? Because this is a place where they feel part of a team and that they're being challenged every day and learning every day as well. I think, you know, there have definitely been some instances over the years as we've acquired new businesses where they've come on to the team and the team has empowered them to take some risks, to grow. Do you have any examples that come to mind that fit that mold of the team?
Well, my favorite example of that is just to watch the evolution that's happened at Nash PNM since 2017, when we acquired them. And it, you know, it was very specific that Cliff Nash, the reason he wanted to exit the business is because he personally couldn't handle the stress that went along with taking the risks of the business. And he really didn't want that for his son, Ryan, to shoulder all that burden either. But one of the things we did for Nash PNM as HB Global is we gave them a more substantial organization that, while some risks may not have been appropriate for them as an individual organization, for us as a bigger organization, and we become a lot bigger since they joined us, that those risks are totally appropriate. And Ryan and his team at Nash PNM have just done a wonderful job of being willing to take on jobs that maybe would have been too much risk for them in the past, too much risk for the organization, but have taken them on. And lo and behold, 90% of them have worked out exactly the way they thought they would, or maybe even better. Yes, we have the troubled jobs, you know, that happen from time to time. But that's part of how our business works. You know, there's not every job works out the way you want it to, in some cases through no fault of our own. But they've done a wonderful job of taking on, you know, more risk and being able to execute and challenge the team. And the team has evolved so much, you know, over, you know, the last 5 or 7 years. I just couldn't be more proud of the evolution of Nash PM from where they were 7 years ago to where they are today. And in large part, yes, there's other things that we've done for that organization that I think have made them better. But for the most part, we just freed them up, you know, to take on, you know, more risk. And sometimes that's enough. And they're way better today, you know, because of it. And I see them growing through our other organizations. If we've brought on, you know, Bell and WR Nash, to watch all three of those organizations grow from the experiences of the other ones that do similar types of business, it's just been remarkable. And just so fun for us as an organization, you know, to see. And that's not, you know, HB Global saying, do this, do that. It's, hey, look what they're doing over here. Maybe that makes sense for you. Maybe it doesn't. The markets they're in are different. You know, when you look at those three businesses, they're not exactly the same. They have a tendency to do a lot of the work that's the same magnitude, but they're not the same. And so it's just so much fun for me watch those leaders collaborate and get better, you know, at what they do. And it just gives me so much pride to watch that happen within our organization. But it's a great example of what's happened, you know, over a period of time.
That's a fantastic example. I think the entire NASH PM team has done a great job growing and evolving over their time as part of our organization. And it's really exciting to watch them. So they, you know, they've built a service team and they've done phenomenal with that. They've really worked on their employee engagement. They've expanded to Georgia. They've tackled, you know, numerous really large, impressive projects that they're making their mark in their community. And that's super exciting to watch and celebrate them as a team and their growth trajectory. I think with that mention of the service team growth, you know, we have another business in Pennsylvania, IT Landis, that has done fantastic things as a team in trying to grow their special projects and their service team and expanding into New Jersey and Delaware. They're another example of a team that has really benefited from being part of the whole, and I think the resources and support from HB Global.
What a wonderful story, you know, that is, because that really all started early on in our history of Tom Whalen and Kyle Seaman really believing there was an opportunity for us to grow service in that market. And so they put a plan together in combination with Kern, who was, you know, very instrumental in establishing that plan and an investment that we were going to make in service and special projects. We asked Brian Cobb to lead that up, and to watch Brian and his organization just grow and thrive, you know, over, you know, the last 8 or 9 years, you know, since we started to really invest in that part of the market, and to watch how much more substantial contribution they're making to IT Landis than they did in the past is just, you know, incredible for us to see. But I cannot, you know, speak highly, more, you know, more highly of Brian and what he's done in the trenches down there around building a team, you know, building service really almost from scratch. We definitely had some special projects work that we did within construction that we pulled over to give them a start. But that team down there has really grown from scratch, and it has turned into a very substantial business, and it's very stable. You know, the nice thing about service and special projects compared to our construction, it's not nearly as cyclical. You know, so makes all of our businesses more stable when we have a substantial service and special projects mix as part of the business. And so it's really just, you know, a great story about, you know, taking on, you know, a new challenge and really balancing, you know, the team and autonomy. You know, we gave Brian a lot of autonomy, you know, to do that, gave him the support he needed, but really focused on what was most important for the team. And I couldn't be more proud of what they've done, you know, from top to bottom. That organization has just been a remarkable, you know, transformation over the last 10 years.
I love the ties and comments around, you know, Brian being an ultimate team player. He certainly has been. So he, I think, embodies all of the things we're talking about today as far as team and autonomy. Well, Bob, I appreciate the time today. Are there any other takeaways relative to autonomy in the organization and how we balance it with a team approach and just a focus on who we are as a whole, whether it's, you know, two-way communication or empowering employees or just being part of a bigger purpose?
I think when it gets right down to it, I think you said it earlier, team is one of our core values that's very important. You know, we're always going to do what's in the best interest of our team as a whole. But I believe strongly it's really important that we focus on the autonomy of individuals, because it's such a strong, you know, motivator of individuals, and that will lead to better results, you know, over the long run for the team. Yes, when we do that, there'll be times where we have some short-term setbacks because we're, you know, maybe having somebody that's less experienced take on something, but it positions us for the future, you know, really to be a totally different company a decade from now than what we were today. And that certainly, if you go back and look at where we were in 2014, you know, we were one organization in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, about ready to take on our first really big acquisition 10 years ago. And to see what's happened is so much fun, you know, for me. And, you know, I think at the same time, you know, really aligns with our mission. We're creating value for all of our employee owners while we do it. And I think by focusing on autonomy, we make it a much better place to work.
I couldn't agree more. Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate the time today.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bob and Stacy. For anyone listening today, if you have questions for the team, you can send them to eopodcast@hb-global.com. And we'll see you next month for the next podcast. Thank you.